My name is SJ, and this podcast is going to be mostly for my own amusement. I am into so many different subjects that I just couldn't pick one to make a podcast about. So I figure I'm just going to do whatever weird or random shit that appeals to me that time, and I'll just talk about it. I'll find stories or personal things that have happened, anecdotes and things that have happened in the past, just whatever that I feel like talking about on that particular day, and maybe it'll spark some other discussion. I mean, maybe it won't. My sense of humor, you should know, it varies, and it can be very dark at times, and most likely offensive to at least one person. However, that being said, I live my life doing the absolute best I can not to hurt anybody else. So if you find my humor offensive, then I suggest that you just don't listen anymore, because it's not going to change what I find funny. But I'm never going to outwardly attack another person or find humor in hurting someone else. I always see both sides of every situation, and that really tends to irritate people. It sounds like a wonderful quality when you say it, but people don't like it. People don't like it when you play devil's advocate and when you don't pick their side immediately, or you try to calm their anger at someone else by showing them, hey, there might be a different viewpoint. But that's just how it is, and it's just how life works. You can't make everybody happy. Everybody knows that. Some people care more than others. It's just how it is. I live in a small town on the East Coast. I've had many traumatic experiences in my life, living on the East Coast, living in the Midwest, and I've just found that humor is the best way to get through pretty much everything. I think that those events in my past have shaped my now unique and dark sense of humor. And just, I don't know, bear that in mind. If you're listening and wondering how on earth I can find a particular subject funny, or how I could laugh at something just awful, I can find humor in almost any scenario. Laughter, for me, it's just helped me get through a lot, and I'm hoping it'll continue to do so in life. Maybe I'll talk a little bit more about myself later down the line of podcasts, but for now, I'm going to end this and get into the weird and random stories that I wish to share with you now. And I thank you for listening.